Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Footing in the new studio. I like it.
They're building this thing up, boy.
Man, there's employees on top of employees. None of them for the radio station, like all construction employees. Yeah. The only people, we are in a palace in Little Haiti or Lemon City, El Portal.
Little River.
Little River. We're in Miami, but we're in the brand new Entercom facilities, our second show. And now I'm starting to think about it. I guess Rob Pizzola is our second guest ever.
That's right up our alley.
He had a very tough act to follow. Michael Irvin was our first guest ever. We thought that would be appropriate.
Well, Mike ain't win us no money.
That's right.
Rob wanted some money. I think he takes over.
He'll be more important if things go right. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You can shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Professional sports gambler Rob Pizzola. He has not been on with us for a month. We've been traveling. He's been traveling. There hasn't been much to bet on. And we always enjoy talking with him. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He's got nothing to sell you anyway. You can follow him on Twitter for his gambling advice. It's at Rob Pizzola. And let's bring him up on these phone lines. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a long time. I heard that Michael Irvin was the first guest, which is, I mean, following Michael Irvin for me would have been a dream come true 25 years ago when I was I'm still a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, but I was a huge Michael Irvin fan growing up. So it's just kind of funny how the world works out or how things work out as you grow older.
I forgot that you were a Cowboys fan. You have mentioned that. Now, we know you're a Raptors fan. You're in Toronto. You live in Toronto. We have not talked to you since Kawhi Leonard made his announcement to head to the Clippers. What's the mood among Raptors Nation?
Well, I mean, obviously the fan base is disappointed. Anytime you lose a player of Kawhi's caliber to free agency, it's a shot in the gut for everyone. But I wouldn't confuse disappointment with anger. I mean, days after he chose the Clippers, all the sports talk radio conversations were about where Kawhi sits in the list of all-time greatest Raptors. Should his number be retired? Should they build a statue for him in Toronto outside of the arena? So the reality is people realize that he delivered a championship to this city. Would it have been nice if he stuck around and tried to do it again? Absolutely. But he was a free agent. He has the right to pick wherever he's going to end up. And as a fan, you need to respect that. Unfortunately, the reality then starts to set in after the fact, and fans come to the realization that Toronto's probably not winning a championship again next season. Can they compete for third or fourth in the Eastern Conference? Sure, they probably will, but barring some sort of miracle, they're not going to win another Larry O'Brien next season. So once that reality sets in, it's a bit tougher to swallow, but he will be recognized as one of the greatest players in franchise history, and I don't think people are too upset with the decision.
Are they really talking about building a statue for him after one season? Granted, he delivered a championship, but a statue?
Well, yeah, you have to remember how long it's been since Toronto's won a professional sports championship. It's been since the early 90s when the Blue Jays won back-to-back. So, I mean, there's been lots of close calls, and really the city has just been craving that win, and just the way it happened, and the playoffs with that game 7 against Philadelphia, that buzzer beater, one of the biggest athletes ever to play in the city of Toronto.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So the Heat, speaking of the NBA, the Heat get Jimmy Butler, right? They lose D Wade and they lose Hassan Whiteside and they lose Josh Richardson. They draft Tyler Hero. But even with the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, who is the first real superstar in a while, aside from Dwayne Wade, whose play was declining, their very early season win over under, we were talking about this, is 42.5 for next season, which is essentially the same as it was going into the previous season. So it doesn't mean that Jimmy Butler moved the bar very much. Does that surprise you?
I mean, when you talk about it in the way that you just did, it would surprise me if I didn't look into it a little bit deeper. But when you look at one of the most accurate predictors of success in the NBA, there's a metric called RPM. I've talked about this on your show before. It's real plus minus. And using that model, we can pretty accurately estimate the number of wins that each player in the league has contributed to their team. So when we look back at last season, Hassan Whiteside was worth nearly 5 wins to the Miami Heat last season. Dwayne Wade, rapidly declining. He was worth about 1 win to the team last season. Maybe the most surprising, though, for me especially as a fringe NBA fan, I would say, Josh Richardson had the 5th highest RPM for any shooting guard in the league last season. Ahead of players like Bradley Beal, CJ McCollum, DeMar DeRozan, he was an above-average offensive player and defensive player, worth a lot of wins. Now, obviously, Jimmy Butler is 100% an upgrade to Josh Richardson. Butler, also an above-average offensive player and defensive player. In fact, he was graded as the best defensive shooting guard in the league last season via RPM, that metric. But he was only worth 3 more wins than Jay Rich a season ago. So collectively, if we use last season's numbers and the addition of Tyler through the draft, also bringing in Jimmy Butler, we pretty much get the same production on court this season, or the same expected production. So when you look at it from that perspective, no, it doesn't surprise me that the win total is the exact same.
And Rob, is it too early to bet NBA futures? We're in July.
I mean, it's never too early to make a bet if you're confident in that bet. The only problem with betting futures, and I have already bet some NBA futures, and I'll talk about one later in the show, but the only problem is that you're tying up your money for such a long period of time. If you're betting an NBA future now, you're going to wait over a year in order for that future to get paid out or that bet to get settled. So typically, you don't want to tie up your money that long because you're getting nothing out of it. That's just money that could be invested elsewhere. You're earning 0% on it for a year. But if you feel like you have an edge, I can't argue against that.
Rob Pizzola is with us. He is a professional sports gambler. We've talked, you know, Michael Irvin was on. All the college football conferences are having their media days this week. We're focused on the ACC, obviously. College football season is going to open. It's about 5 weeks. Hurricanes and Gators, national TV. It'll be, you know, the only game that night. The early line, I know it's too early because the Hurricanes haven't announced a quarterback yet, but the early line is Gators minus 7. So just for bleeps and giggles, if I forced you to make a wager on that game today, where would you be on that?
Oh, I'd take Miami plus 7 if I was forced to.
Yeah, you would.
I think, here's the thing. I think Miami will probably, I think the offense is definitely going to be better this year, regardless of who's that quarterback. I know the offense was terrible last season, but I've talked about this as well on the show before. There's a very strong correlation between the amount of players, returning starters that, you know, return from the season before and how you fare early in the season, early season success. Miami's returning 8 offensive starters from a year ago. They brought in some talented transfers in the offseason as well. They're very much improved at wide receiver this year. On the defensive side of things, I don't think they're taking a big step back. Yeah, they lost some talent in the draft. They replenished some of that talent as well with transfers. Is Florida a better team than Miami? Yes, absolutely they are. But when you look at things right out of the gate, I think the Canes will be pretty strong in the beginning of the season just because of the amount of players that they're returning. And also in week one, you have to remember Florida, their offensive line, they lost 4 of 5 players to the draft. They're only returning 1 offensive line starter this year against a very good Miami defense. I think Florida is going to have some cohesiveness issues up front. So I do like Miami in week one plus 7.
Does it scare you that it will be Manny Diaz's first game as a head coach?
I mean, it's really tough because especially in college football, more so in the NFL, you do have to account for head coaching and especially the coordinators for both teams. That's always a concern. I think experience certainly does matter in college football head coaching, but there does come a point where experience could be a detriment as well. You do see some coaches that are coaching in college football for 30, 40 years who are just refuse to adapt to the style of play that nowadays where it's more pass heavy than run heavy and so on and so forth. That's always a concern. It's probably factored into the number already a little bit, but early in the year, if I'm advising someone who's betting on college football, I'm going to say look to bet on teams that are returning as many starters from the year before. by week three or four, then it starts to balance out. But that's really a great predictor of success early in the college football season.
Let me go over the NFL here for a second, Rob. Training camps open next week. People are starting to get excited about football. Dolphins over under for wins on the season is 4.5. Where do you lean on that very low number?
Well, actually, so it's funny because I always say bet numbers, not teams. I simulated the full season about a week ago. I had the Dolphins at roughly 4.6 wins. So if I had to lean anywhere, I would lean over. That's completely contrary to what my perception is as a fan, because I think Miami's going to be absolutely terrible this season. Yes, they bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick, but we have enough of a sample size of Ryan Fitzpatrick under center to know that he's not really going to win. You know, he might win you a game here or there, but he's not going to do much. He's serviceable. He still turns the ball over way too much, even though he's a seasoned veteran. I think there's obviously a high probability we're going to see Josh Rosen at some point in the season. Give him a chance to, you know, see what he can do. He had a horrible offensive line in Arizona last year that contributed to a lot of his problems. The problem for him this season is going to be Miami also has a horrible offensive line going into the year. So I just don't think it's a good setup for him. They do have some talent on defense, especially in the secondary. Overall, you look at their schedule, you see some chances for them to win games, but to me, this is one of the worst teams in the league. Yes, I would lean over at 4.5, but believe me, I would not get in line to bet it.
We hear you loud and clear, Rob. We hear you loud and clear. Now, you're in Canada. I've mentioned this before. Rob Pizzoli is based in Toronto. You are a huge NHL fan. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Panthers, because we're not hockey fans the way that you are, although we root hard for the Panthers. They had, on paper, a great offseason, right? The Panthers will be a team to watch?
For sure. I mean, it's time to get excited about the Florida Panthers. I think the odds reflect that. Normally, when you're going into a hockey season, you typically see Florida in the 40-1, maybe the 50-1 range to win the Stanley Cup. This season, they're going in at 20-1. And obviously, whenever you add a elite goaltender, that is going to help your team a lot. Goaltending has been a big issue for them in years past. So absolutely, get excited from the Panthers. The only negative thing I'll say is they play in a very tough division with three of the five best teams in the league, Tampa Bay, Boston, and Toronto. So be excited. Temper your expectations, but this is going to be a very good team going forward.
All right, we are excited. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. We always ask you for three random picks, three random wagers. Give them to us, because we've got a little lounge up here now right outside of our studio, and it's got a flat-screen TV, and I'm planning on turning it into a sports book.
Okay, let's start with some MLB tonight. This is more of a, what I like to call a degenerate special. This is a prop that I like to bet
Perfect
over the course
us.
Of the year. Yes, I know you guys would love the degenerate special. Minnesota and Oakland tonight, I'm betting, will there be a run scored in the first inning? Yes, -145. The game total is 10.5. There's going to be a lot of runs scored in this game. I like the top end of both of these lineups, especially against the pitchers on the mound, where Mike Fiers and Kyle Gibson. I think you're going to see an early run in this game. Yes, it's a lot of juice at -145, but I would have priced this at -160. So Oakland, Minnesota, first inning, there will be a run scored, -145.
I love that. You don't have to sit through a whole crappy baseball game. You get it all in and out in one inning. That's like a scratch-off right there. I like that. All right, what else you got?
Okay, CFL action, Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. It's Montreal hosting Edmonton. Montreal has won back-to-back games as an underdog. The market still does not respect them. When you look at Montreal's numbers this season, they don't look all that great. There's nothing spectacular that jumps off the page. But they started the season with a quarterback that simply wasn't good. Since he's gone down with an injury, you've got Vernon Adams Jr. in at quarterback. This offense is way, way better. I like Montreal +4 against Edmonton on Saturday.
All right, and your third one.
Okay, finally, I'm going to catch my breath here. I haven't talked to you in so long. I'm like losing my breath in these speeches.
Yeah, you got to get your game timing back.
There we go. NBA regular season win totals are out. We talked about them. The Brooklyn Nets win total is 45.5. Yes, they had a great offseason. KD, Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan. But the perception is this team is going to be really good next year. KD's not playing the entire year. Kyrie Irving is probably the most overrated superstar in the league. DeAndre Jordan barely moves the needle for me. 45.5, that's way too high. I still think this is a 500 team. I know they won 42 games this year. A lot of that was luck. I still think that this is a great underplay. Brooklyn Nets under 45.5 for next year.
All right. There you go. And quickly, what about Pacquiao Thurman tomorrow, Saturday night? You going to bet that?
I am. I have already, only because I expected to talk to you about this on the show today. Thurman by decision, plus 200.
Wow. You think he's going to win by decision?
I do. I don't think he has the knockout power that he did earlier in his career. I think he's winning by decision, plus 200. He's going to impose his will, but he's not going to KO him.
All right, there you go. There's a little shocker there. I was certain you were going to say Pacquiao. I think Pacquiao's like minus 150, right, just to win the fight. So Thurman by decision at plus 200. So that means if Thurman wins by knockout, TKO, you would not win that bet.
Correct, but I honestly think that's pretty unlikely at this point. I think Thurman's going to win the fight, and for those listening, I am by no means a boxing expert. This would be a recreational bet for me. I'm sort of just betting without all the proper knowledge here.
All right. Rob Bezzola, that's the way that we approach every bet. Rob Bezzola, a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Bezzola. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking gambling. Good catching up with you, Rob, and hopefully we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
There you go, Rob Bezzola, and he is a professional sports gambler in Canada. I'm on Toronto, maybe building a statue for Kawhi.
Come on, man.
You know, he makes a case for it, though, which is they hadn't won a championship in forever, and he came there, and he's obviously the reason they won a championship. But that does seem like, you know, I know it's a big deal, but if you're going to build someone a statue for one season and one championship, like, you're setting a precedent there.
Crazy precedent. Because well, we retire everybody's jersey, so hell, Toronto can build whatever they want.
But Dwayne Wade will get a statue one day.
Yeah.
But would you give one to LeBron?
No.
Or just the big three? Maybe the big three, Solana? A statue of, no?
Bosch is getting a statue?
Big three era.
No, oh, no statues goodness. For the big three, but I could see in like the East Plaza maybe some sort of, you know, memento of the big three, but no statue.
So Wade and Riley for sure.
UD.
I want a UD, but I want him leaning against the wall holding the bat. For, like, I don't want UD playing basketball. I want UD as like we know UD is. Don't mess with nobody or UD's going to come after you.
Right. Like, it's almost an intimidating statue.
Yes.
Even the statue will intimidate you.
Yeah, you'll walk around. Big
actually,
loop
the
around
statue
it.
Of him should be leaning into Lance Stevenson, right? That pose. I'm a F you up.
And everybody knows what he said. Yeah, if you don't have to read lips to know what he said to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.